Got all your gear done?
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Well, good hunting, fellas.
See ya.
A 5-6-1 in service. Starting mileage 11,831. 11,831.
1-5-6, 10-4, mileage 11,831, 6:08 p.m., Detective Unit 5-6, in service on the night watch.
This is Don Reed, police recorder. You're riding in a detective unit, black sedan, radio buried in the glove compartment. Looks like any other car on the road. No identification as a police car. We're all dressed in civilian clothes. Driving, Sergeant Ron Perkins. Partner, Sergeant Kurt Walter. This is Detective Unit 5-6. While you're with us tonight, remember, you're listening just as it happens. And the people you meet are not actors. You see, this is it. This is real. This is Night Watch.
Night Watch, the actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. There are no actors, there is no script. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night Watch, presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, W.N. Hildebrand, Chief. And now we switch you to Detective Unit 5-6, now on patrol somewhere in the field, and to the official police recorder, Don Reed.
5-6-1, come in.
1-5-6, go ahead.
5-6 on this abandoned. So far, we've been unable to locate the complainant or the vehicle. Do you have any further information?
1-5-6, yes. We just had a second call. See the man at Wilson and Jefferson. That's a block north of you, northeast corner. This is L.A. territory. Follow up and advise if you want an L.A. unit.
Roger.
It's just about 10:30 in the first part of the evening. We were staked out on a market. We had some reliable information that the market was going to be stuck up. But our information wasn't so reliable. Nothing happened. Right at the moment, we're on a call to meet the man about an abandoned child. We've had a bit of trouble locating the car. However, it should be up here right on this next corner. Now, this is L.A. territory in here, and if there's anything to it, of course, we'll call the L.A. division. Now, there's a man standing over here on the corner. And obviously, he's the one that's waiting for us. He's all bundled up in a big overcoat. Very cold out tonight. Icy wind blowing off the mountains. Pointing in a dark sedan. Looks like there's a little boy in it.
Howdy. Did the gentleman call the police?
I sure did.
Where's the mother?
Getting loaded.
Hi, how are you, son? Who's this little one here?
Is
that your little sister?
Yeah.
How old are you?
4 years old.
How old?
4 years old.
4 years old. How old's your little baby here, baby sister?
Oh, I don't know.
Not very old, is she?
Look, it's all sin. You all go in and have a bear.
Are you with us,
woman? No.
What's the woman look like in here?
I just came in.
Yeah. Is she by herself or what?
I don't know.
Is she inside? You know the woman inside at all?
No.
How do you know she's in there?
I mean, this little boy is here all by himself.
Yeah.
He was crying when we first came in.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We'll take it. Appreciate it.
Sorry.
All right. You know who we are?
Yeah.
We're police officers. You know that?
Yeah.
How old's your little sister here?
Fine.
How old is she?
I don't know.
Not very old. About 3-4 months old?
Well, I don't know if she's that old.
Are you cold in here?
No, I have a blanket here right for me.
How about putting the blanket over the little baby sister here a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Keep her a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your mommy?
She's in there.
Where's your daddy?
He's at home.
He's at home. Your mommy here all by herself?
She's in there. She's drinking.
She's drinking?
Yeah.
Does she do this very often?
Well, sometimes.
How long have you been out here in the car?
Well, I've been out here, three hours.
3 hours?
Yeah.
Has your mommy come out at all during that time?
Yeah, when she's ready to go home.
I see. Okay. Whereabouts do you live? Do you live around here?
Well, we live at San Diego and we...
San Diego?
Yeah, and we are in another house now.
I see. Your daddy's home?
Yeah.
Your mommy's in the place in here drinking?
Yeah.
Okay, son.
Bye.
Huh?
Bye.
Goodbye. We'll see you in a little bit, okay?
Bye. Back to Unit 5-6.
5-6 to 1.
Go ahead, 5-6.
5-6, we have a L.A. juvenile unit meet us at this location.
Roger.
How you doing?
We're doing okay. We're waiting for the juvenile officers to arrive.
Yeah, she's in there about half loaded. Of course.
She's sitting at the bar? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going on. Oliver, you want to keep your eye on the children? We're going to the bar in a minute.
Into the bar. There's six or eight patrons sitting on stools. Young couple sitting off to one side. It's the only woman in the place. Must be the mother. Woman, young, unsteady. Perkins escorting her outside.
Leave him in this cold car.
Friend, possibly the husband following up.
How long
have
you been there? Down to pick me up.
How long you been in there?
About 5 minutes, I guess.
You've been there longer than 5 minutes. Yeah, a lot longer than 5 minutes.
No, I went in with him. We were talking.
You the husband?
Yeah.
You're the father of the children?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my car next door.
You're the father of the children, are you? You have any identification on you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Can I see it, please? This is your husband, huh?
Yes.
Mrs. Crosby.
You have any identification on you?
No.
An operator's license?
No.
How do you drive the car without an operator's license?
Yes, I have an operator's license.
Where is it?
So we just got married down in Mexico.
How long ago?
About 6 weeks ago, we got married, wasn't I? About 6 weeks ago?
Yeah. I'm still under my other husband's name.
Well, this one little child in here, the baby, was in there lying with no blanket over it. She's cold.
I just came out a little while ago and covered her up and gave her the bottle.
Well, we got a complaint over 20 minutes ago, so we know you've been here at least 20 minutes.
We're going right home. She came down to get me. We're both going home.
Well, maybe you are and maybe you're not.
We are.
As far as I'm concerned, it's contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile.
Oh, heavens, no.
It's endangering a child's life, leaving a child in a car like that.
Oh, no.
Two children.
Just, no, I was just sitting in there waiting for her, officer. I was just sitting here waiting.
Well, you're not going to drive any place, I'll tell you that much right now. You're too drunk to drive. You're not going to drive your car away from here.
I can get somebody to drive.
Well, you'll have to stand by. You'll have to stand by the Los Angeles Police Department arise. You're in Los Angeles here, and we're just standing by till they get here. Didn't handle it.
I don't want to get in any trouble, officer.
You're not in any trouble so far. The fact the children are left out here. Why don't you go over and look at your children and see if they're all right, and I'll cover the baby up, huh?
Mother going over to check out the children.
Is she all right?
Wet.
Did your
your mommy there?
Yeah.
Is your daddy over here?
No.
Huh?
No. No, that isn't his daddy.
Oh, I see. How old is the baby?
4 months.
4 months old. How old is the big boy here?
4.
4 years.
LA juvenile officers arriving.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Perkins.
Gilbert,
James. Yeah, this is Edwards.
How are
you? I don't know what you want to do with it here, but we got a call down here about 30 minutes ago. These two little kids left in a car. We've been down here up until about 5 minutes ago. We went in the bar and got the woman out. She never come out to look at the kids. The little kid said it had been here a couple of hours. Some stranger said it, a fella called in and said it had been here quite a while. The little baby just lying there, nothing on her to speak of, no blankets over her. Little boy. Well, she's been drinking. This is the husband by 6 weeks. He's half loop. So you can do what you want with it.
Let's go over with the juvenile officers and talk with the husband and wife again.
That doesn't matter. Rick, what?
These your kids?
No.
Who's the little baby, the 3-month-old baby? Who's that one?
Huh?
You married or not?
I'm not drunk.
I should get married.
You want to take me to Cal City Police Station?
No, this isn't Cal City Police Station. Ask if he's married. Huh?
Possibly.
I don't think you're married to him, are you?
No.
Hmm?
No.
Gotta take care of your two kids, lady.
Where's your husband?
In San Diego.
You a serviceman?
No.
Sergeant, can I see you a minute?
Sure.
Tell you what I think we better do here. We'll send the lady and her children home in a taxi, but this guy's too drunk. I think we'll take him in and book him.
It's okay with us.
What's my best we got? We're going to get a petition to take these children away from you. Understand that?
Just told her that. You mind what I told you now? If ever brought to attention again, you go...
If I ever do this again, I deserve it.
All right, you're going home.
Really, I deserve it now.
You want to
but I want the children.
You want to chase around, you get somebody to take care of them kids.
We're going to shove off. See you later, fellas.
The LA officers will stand by until the taxi arrives. Amanda's being taken into custody. That sort of winds up our business here.
Sure, cute little fellow in that car, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's pretty hard to figure some people.
Control one to car 40, clear, code 7, KMA 394.
5-6, clear.
1-5-6, clear. All units in the vicinity, car 51, on Washington Place, one block west of Evans. Man in the street threatening suicide, code 2.
5-6 to 1, we're in the area and rolling.
1-5-6, 10-4.
You are listening to Night Watch and following the activities of Detective Unit 5-6 on its tour of duty. Remember, the people and sounds you are hearing are real, and the investigations are recorded in the field as they actually occur. We'll bring you the final results of tonight's action at the conclusion of Night Watch. And now we switch you back to Detective Unit 5-6, somewhere in the field, and to the official police recorder, Don Reed.
Just a few more blocks to the scene. There's a man threatening to take his life in the street. Just a little bit of mist falling. The streets are just a bit slick. We have to sort of watch our traction. Rolling a lot in second gear. Sergeant Walter using the hand spotlight with a red lens over it that moves the traffic over. Well, here comes one of our radio cars swinging in from a side street. Their red lights glaring. Now they're swinging around, taking off in front of us. Should be up here in the next block, I believe. Yeah, there they are. The radio car is pulling up. Sliding in behind.
Hello?
man on the street pointing.
Is that the man down there?
Yeah. What's the trouble with him?
Oh, his wife pulled a whingding on him, and he's...
Well, we'll have to go get him. So we'll get talk to you later. The young fellow, right out in the middle of the traffic. Two of the officers are chasing him. Moss and Cameron. Walter and Perkins out there with flashlights trying to stop the cars before someone really gets hurt. Oh, they almost had him, but he darted away. Well, there's a little bit of a break. It's late at night, and there's not too much traffic.
Boy.
Wow. I picked a great time to forget my flashlight. Now, the suspect is cut out on the street and taking off across a vacant lot. Cutting back this way, one officer grabs him. We're hurrying over. Two officers struggling with him. Third officer's in there now.
Well, everything's all right. Don't go and try to use my phone. Relax. Nobody's here.
Well, you are...
Fine.
Hold
on.
Just settle down.
Settle down.
Close to me.
Let your hands off. What do you want to talk about?
We want to talk to you right here.
Right there.
Right here. Stand here and talk.
Sure, but I can't stand still.
Just stand here and talk.
I can't stand still. Let me...
Move around, will you?
What's the matter?
Oh, I don't know.
Huh?
I just... I'm broke up.
You're broke up? What? About what?
Let me talk to a psychiatrist.
Maybe he can
do something.
Do you think you need a psychiatrist?
Somebody needs a psychiatrist.
What seems to be the trouble? Your wife and you've been fighting?
Oh, they called last night. Said I took a swing at her. But
did you take a swing at her?
She didn't get any marks on her.
I don't know. I'm just asking. Have you been drinking?
He's had some sedation.
Dope.
Right.
How do you feel? You feel all right now?
Sure, but wobbly.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable. Did the doctor give you some pills to make you relax or something? Is that capsules, they were.
Uh-huh. Are you a neighbor?
Yeah.
Could we have a word with him?
Yeah.
Neighbor, young fellow we talked to earlier. Sergeant Walter taking him aside. Perkins, uniformed officer, is walking the suspect around, trying to calm him down.
Well, he found out Monday some of his gal's wife called him and told him that her husband and his wife had been running around for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a real emotional guy. He's very unstable. Not to get violent or anything, but I mean, he'd break down and cry, you know. He lets it come out.
Mm-hmm.
So then it all came to a head yesterday, and he took off, and then he didn't know where she was, and he called, and he couldn't get hold of her, and he called me. And his wife called my wife this morning, said she was up in Hollywood or someplace, which she probably wasn't. And she said she was going to stay another night.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to stay away another night tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So then she called him a while ago, told him the same thing. Now he wants to go look for him. I got the rotor out of his car, and his sister's got the keys, and he can't take the car, but he's going to shove off. So his sis wants him, if it's at all possible, to take him in someplace and hold him tonight.
Well, we get to, it'd be possible to take him in and book him as a psycho, but if we do, we'll have to take him to the county hospital. He'll be there for 72 hours, pending an examination to determine if he is mentally unstable. And if he is, he'll be committed. If he is not, he'll be released.
Is there some way to take him out to Sawtell?
Is he
a veteran?
Mm-hmm. Well, do you consider him, from being a neighbor, do you consider him...
I consider him very rational.
Very rational?
Yeah.
How do you account for this outburst now? When the officers asked him to halt, he kept on running.
Well, he's got it in his mind. He's going to go find his wife and this guy.
And probably kill him.
If he could get hold of a gun, he probably would.
That's what I mean.
He probably would. But how many guys in this, if you were in his shoes...
That's right.
I mean, to me, it's silly. I mean, I'd just let her go. But he's nuts about the gal. He'd take her back right now if she walked up to him. And he's just all mixed up, that's all.
Well, do you believe his wife is running around?
She admitted it.
Oh, she did.
And it's just a fouled up mess, that's all. But I don't think he's a psycho. But it's no good leaving him here. This
no,
way.
We're not
going
to leave him.
Anything is better than
can.
She won't condone it, and I would say, as a friend of his, it's no good for him.
Well, he said a while ago he needed a psychiatrist. I wonder if he would consent to go into Sawtell.
if we made arrangements.
I think you would.
We don't want to use any more force than is necessary, but we might have to use it.
Well, I think if I could talk to him and go along halfway, I mean, I don't think he'll get violent, because he...
All right, let's the two of us then talk to him, and you explain to him that if he doesn't go along with the idea of going to Fontaine, we'll be forced to take him to the county hospital and book him in as a psycho.
Let's move back to the suspect.
If you'll just stop and think, it's the best thing for you.
Isn't it? I might have found out.
No, no, you won't know.
No, I won't know. I'll never know that.
Let's walk back now.
Heading back to his house on the corner. Officer under each arm.
We really don't think there's anything wrong with you. It's just that we know you're a little mixed up.
On Monday night, I went out gunning.
See, you might get that feeling again, and we don't want to take that chance. I mean, for your good as well as the other fellow's.
Well, I ain't got my gun.
Well, but you might just accidentally bump onto it again, and we wouldn't want that to happen.
Why?
Well, it would put you in a bad spot.
I don't care about myself.
I know you don't, but we do. It's our job to worry about you and about the other people, too.
Well, it is my conscience. It's sure that I found out.
Well, but Father, we don't want to. We don't want to make the situation worse. It's bad enough as it is.
I don't.
See, so far, you did no wrong. It's everybody else. Your conscience is still clear. But if you went out and did something that you'd be sorry for...
I wouldn't be sorry anything.
Do you have any children, sir?
That's a 10-year-old boy.
That's all he's saying to you.
I just didn't go to a drunk tank or something like
that. We can't book you drunk, sir, if you're not drunk. You're not drunk.
Well, what's the idea?
You're just a little mixed up, and you need a little rest. We don't say there's anything wrong with you. You're not drunk and you're not psycho. You wait right there for a minute, will you please?
I'm going to go and get my pill. You got
well, I'd rather you didn't take another pill right now, because if we go down there, they'd want to give you any medicine that you require there.
Kurt, see you a minute. The Veterans Hospital won't take anybody on a direct admission unless it's an emergency. We better take him to our police doctor. You want to tell his friend?
Keeper. Since the Veterans Hospital won't take him on a direct admission unless he's an outpatient clinic and a real serious emergency. And so he suggests that we take him down to our police doctor and have him examined. And if he decides that he should be committed, then we'll commit him to the county hospital. We can't do anything else. It would be a crime if we didn't take him into custody.
Well... Yeah, and I think it would be best for him.
I think so, too. We'll ask him to go along to the doctor now to be examined, and chances are the doctor can put it to him in such a way down there that he won't mind going down to the hospital. At least we hope he won't.
Well, I hope he don't kick up a fuss now, because he's getting his heels up about going.
Well, we'll have to handcuff him if it's necessary. I hope we don't. Okay.
Do you want a security checkpoint?
You want to bring your car down to the
station?
Perkins has taken the young fellow into his house to pick up some of his personal things. Let's go on in. Subject standing next to the stove in the kitchen.
I'd like for you to go along with the officers down to our police doctor.
Trying to coax him out without using the cuffs.
Whatever the police doctor says, we'll go.
Okay. But I don't want to go to the kitchen because I'll work up.
Mm-hmm. Well, chances are... You will go down to the county hospital if you have to go anywhere. Okay? You come along with this officer here now. He'll take you down to the doctor.
Thank you very much.
Escorting the subject out to the radio car. Officer in the back to keep an eye on him. Officer Johnny Moss motioning for us over here.
He wanted some more sleeping pills. I went in the bathroom and I put some bicarbonate of soda in his sleeping pills, and we gave him those, so he thinks he's sedated and actually he's in pretty good shape.
Smart. Good deal. That's very good. You explain it to the doctor and follow his recommendation. The hospital has been notified.
Let's get back to our car again. 10 years.
Yeah, sure is.
What you have just heard is real, recorded as it actually happened on The Night Watch. We switch you now back to headquarters and the desk of Police Chief W.N. Hildebrand.
Tonight's first investigation involving the children left unattended in a car resulted in a strong warning to the mother and the booking for plain drunk of the man in the case. Although, as you heard, technically, this incident took place just inside of the Los Angeles territory. All of the officers agreed a warning to the mother would suffice this time, as any further action would work a greater hardship on the children. The final case of the man who became emotionally unstable resulted in his being committed for psychiatric examination. Actually, he was released 3 days later. Rest and a chance to talk out his problem was what he needed to get his mental condition under control. Recently, I received a letter from a minister in San Francisco, California. He had just heard the case of a woman under the influence of alcohol who kicked over the desk as she went berserk in the police station. Perhaps you may remember this case. It was the minister's opinion that everyone drinking to excess should have heard every word of that recording. It not only showed the dangerous road they are treading, but the real behind-the-scene problems facing your police officers. The minister concluded by saying, "Our work has much in common when it comes to maintaining public security. I hope in listening tonight, you have come to understand just a little better the other fellow's point of view. If you have, then we have a meaning for Night Watch."
Thank you, Chief Hildebrand. You have been following Detective Unit 5-6 on its tour of duty on The Night Watch. Every voice, every sound has been real. Night Watch is brought to you through the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, with technical advice by Sergeant Ron Perkins, and is described in the field by the official police recorder, Don Reed.